With KEDM News, I'm Bob Lennox. University of Louisiana Monroe President Dr. Nick Bruno updated the university community this morning in his annual State of the University address. Bruno acknowledged several of the institution's accomplishments in the past year. He says a recent listing of ULM as the most underrated university in the state is, in essence, a positive designation for the school. He says ULM continues to deliver a quality education and the value of the academic experience is made known by the listing. Bruno reviewed some budget issues during the talk. State allocation is down $1.2 million from last year, but tuition revenues have grown.
We're up 4.6% overall this year from last year. That's the first time we've had a positive change in, what, 5 or 6 years.
Bruno noted the growing difficulty in seeing first-year freshmen complete their program and earn a degree. He says ULM is fortunate to see a notable increase in graduation rates.
We're over 40% now in graduation rate, a 10% change in 5 years. If we can achieve a 45% graduation rate, we will be as high as most of the research institutions in the state, except for LSU. So we're close.
Bruno says recruitment and retention strategies are being implemented for the university. The school is looking to enroll 500 additional students into its online program by next spring. He says a program for at-risk students provides an approach to retain students who may need support in continuing their college career. A Monroe mother who previously admitted to repeatedly hitting her one-month-old twins in their heads with her fist has pleaded guilty to 10 counts of second-degree cruelty to a juvenile. Pernicia Simpson, who was 18 at the time of the crime, entered her plea Thursday. Court records show the girl had 9 skull fractures and the boy had 1. Simpson said that she brought her daughter to the hospital when she saw the baby's eyes were crossing and jumpy. Police say the incidents happened over a 2-week span. The KEDM weather forecast, mostly clear tonight with a low in the mid-60s. Plenty of sunshine tomorrow with a high in the mid-90s. This is KEDM News.